And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Well, Jackson City Council wrestled with how to handle local businesses that do not comply with health directives to stop the spread of COVID-19 during their meeting last night. Meeting by telephone and video conference, the council reviewed options the city had for dealing with a local gym that has reopened contrary to state and local health directives, which only allow gyms to open once stage three of the statewide reopening protocols are reached. While the public health orders carried the force of law, District Attorney Todd Reby, addressing the council, recommended against a criminal prosecution, citing the difficulty of taking such a case to trial. Jackson City Code lacks any provisions for fines or civil actions on public health matters. In the end, the council directed city staff to suspend the business license of those who do not comply with the COVID-19 directives after giving a business three warnings to comply. An earlier proposal with only two warnings died on a vote of 3-2 against, with the final direction passing on a 4-1 vote, with only council member Marilyn Lewis opposed. In other business last night, the Jackson City Council started to address the impacts of the shutdown to the city's finances. Currently, the city is projected to spend through its general fund reserve of around $400,000 by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th. The council discussed a number of cost-saving measures, including a hiring freeze, closing the city pool for the year, and borrowing from other city funds to shore up the general fund.
Well, the 83rd annual Motherlode Fair, scheduled July 2nd through 5th, will not be held this year as a result of the COVID-19 crisis, though there are plans to move forward with a virtual junior livestock auction. A special meeting was held last night via Zoom in which six members of the 29th District Ag Association Motherlode Fairgrounds Board of Directors agreed that moving forward with the fair itself would not be possible due to current limitations on gatherings. One member voted against. Now, the board later approved a tentative plan to move forward with the junior livestock auctions through new management software that allows them to host the auction online. The last time the fair was canceled, 1942 to 45, because of World War II. The Amador County Fair Board will take up the issue of this year's fair Thursday night. Again, the Amador County Fair will take up the issue of this year's fair Thursday night.
So no fair in Tuolumne County in Sonora. Well, we do have the scorecard, COVID-19-wise. Amador County remains at 8 cases. Calaveras at 13. Tuolumne County, 2 cases. Test results received in Amador County so far, 580.
Well, emergency crews responded to a structure fire in Ione yesterday, Monday afternoon, just before 2. Ione Fire dispatched to a residential fire alarm at the 200 block of Edgewood Drive. According to Fire Chief Ken Mackey, crews entered the residence to discover burnt food in the microwave. Thankfully, their response was enough to extinguish the fire and overdone food, with no damage to the residents or personal injuries. While Ione Fire handled the call, agencies en route included Mule Creek, Jackson Valley, Jackson City, and Buena Vista Fire. Now, as a personal note for local residents, make sure your smoke and CO2 alarms are operating correctly before you need them in an emergency.
And CAL FIRE will continue with their prescribed burn today off of in the West Point Wilseyville area. It's off of Shad's, Blue Mountain, and Bailey Ridge Roads. Now, smoke's going to be visible from a number of areas in the vicinity there. Again, this is the second day of a two-day burn. CAL FIRE is asking, please do not call this burn in. They are aware of it as there are crews on scene.
Communication and checking in with loved ones, extremely important during this time, but can also be vital during an emergency, such as a wildfire. As the fire season begins to ramp up, CAL FIRE suggests a family communication plan. The plan would designate someone out of area as a single point of contact, make it easier than trying to call everyone when phones, cell, and internet systems can be overloaded or limited during a disaster. If you're separated from your immediate household family members during a fire or other emergency, everyone is to call the designated person and check in. Now may be the perfect time to create your family communication plan. Learn more online at readyforwildfire.org.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.